It's time for JT the Brick.
Get away from my game. This is my game of football. I've been following it for 50 years. Stop touching it every offseason. What are we doing? The only thing we should take from the XFL is camera angles. We don't practice anymore. We don't hit anybody anymore in the NFL. We just don't. Give me more football, less flag football. Here's the show going forward for the next month. You want to give up a lot to move up, or do you want to stand pat? He's going to go in the top three picks. Guaranteed. The Raiders like him. He likes the Raiders. I mean, this isn't spy stuff.
JT the Brick.
I want a starter with the 13th pick who's going to start. We got to get some guys in here who are going to start. Great. Is he going to start? And then you all know what I feel about the right tackle. I don't want a project. I don't want two swing right tackles who don't play right tackle. They might play guard, but they might be able to play right tackle. I'm done.
And now.
We got to get giddy up and get going here.
Here's JT the Brick.
Out of the gate, JT live on YouTube. Yeah, I got the stream up here, man. I got the chat open. People are in there already, and we're live on the flagship of the Silver and Black, Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, and on that Raiders mobile app. I just came from a meeting with one of our partners, and you know what they told me? They said, JT, I love the Raiders mobile app. I just got back from a trip. That's what our partner said. I was able to listen, love the app, listen to the app, share it with everybody, but get on my YouTube and get into the studio today. You know, I like this YouTube platform when I get it right. Got a new computer. Camera looks good. Microphone, think works well. We're trying to figure out how to get the audio from the show because we don't want to put all the commercials into the YouTube. You get that? That's an issue. We got, you know, there's some legalities here, but we're working through it all. And this is, we're going to fix this and make it great. And we're going to build up a YouTube channel. So nights when it's 9 o'clock at night and people want to talk Raiders, I can go into my home studio, hit a button, and fly with some Raiders content, and that's what we're going to do today. Hope everybody's having a great day. The weather is spectacular today. I was down on the strip this morning, man. You could see from one end to the other. Bobby, they say there might be some rain coming in and some wind coming in this weekend, which could cancel golf 2 weeks in a row, but that's for another day. But I come in with Bobby, and every day we usually text sound, and we go over what we want to play for sound, because sound is good. We want to hear what you want to hear. We want to hear sound. It's Ohtani sound. It could be UNLV's playing today. How about that? UNLV basketball, NIT, which is big. But Bobby and I's number one goal every day is to find a compelling topic. That's it. Because a lot of people can't do that. What's the biggest struggle for young people getting into radio? And it sounds like I'm preaching, and I am, is building topics. That I believe that's my strength, is to look at the whole day of sports and find a topic and bring it to you, and hopefully it's compelling. Because I'm not an entertainer. I'm not a comedian. I don't do cheeseburgers. I don't do comedy. I just do sports. I stick to sports, and I love it that way. And then we have on some fun guests, and we try to get them in here into the rotation. But the topic, for me, is always important because this time of year, I do not want to talk Raiders the entire show, and I choose not to. I want to mix in everything. But on a day like today when Jaden Daniels is having his pro day, it's a very easy topic for Bobby and I to put together. So here's the show. You ready? The guys on YouTube know this because they were here before the show started. The topic is one topic today, and it is one topic only, and I'm only doing it one day. Today is Jaden Daniels Day on Raider Nation Radio, at least from noon to 2. I repeat, today is Jaden Daniels Day, who had his pro workout at LSU, along with a lot of other players who are down there. Okay, I'm assuming there's a lot of Raider coaching scouts down there, and we're going to spend the day talking about him. We all good? I think it's a great topic. It's the only topic today. No free agents, no this or that, no Andre James, who I love. No, we're doing Jaden Daniels today. So what I need from you, or I'd appreciate from you, is to give me your opinion on Jaden Daniels, number one. The Heisman Trophy winner, elite quarterback, who hangs out in our locker room at cigar parties, was recruited by Antonio Pierce to help go to ASU, and everybody likes him. Everybody likes Jaden Daniels, period. I'm talking far less about Jaden Daniels than other people higher up the Raider food chain with me, so I'm protected. I can do this show. I can do Jaden Daniels for a day because I play no role in the decision to sign him or trade up to get him. No role. That's Tom Telesco, Mark Davis, and Antonio Pierce, who's going to have a voice in all of that, and some scouts. I would assume Luke Getsy, of course. Luke Getsy is the offensive coordinator, but that doesn't do us any good. Who cares if we all like Jaden Daniels? We got to go get him. We got to go get him, and I don't mean pick him up at McCarron's private jet airport. No, we got to figure out a way to trade up and get him. So as I told you, I've told you religiously on the show for a month, I want him as the quarterback of the Raiders. He won't play this year if he's drafted by the Raiders and they trade up. He probably won't play until halfway through the season, if that. But how do you get him? And that's really what life's about. How to get where you want to get. You want a new car? Okay, you want a new apartment? You want a new condo? How do you get it? You want to get a degree in college? How do you get it? What do you do to go get what you want in life? Well, you got to go get this guy. He's not going to come to you. I'm assuming he wants to be a Raider. He said it. Everybody knows that. Jaden Daniels wants to be a Raider more than Caleb Williams wants to be a Bear. I can promise you that. I bet you Caleb Williams wants to be a Raider. His kids grew up with the silver and black, the shield. Now it's Vegas, baby. Vegas! They all want to be here. But we got to go get him. So today's show for the phone calls are pretty specific. What do you want to do to go get him? Or do you want to pass? You're not going to get him if you don't trade up to number two. A month ago, I'd say you have to trade up to number three. That's gone. That's gone. He's gone at three. If he's there at three, he's going to the Patriots. The Patriots should quit the league if they don't take him at number three. So then you got the Washington Commanders at number two, and they need a lot of work. Because if they even get Caleb Williams, which they won't, or Jaden Daniels, they got to rebuild their offensive line. And they've done a lot in free agency, but their offensive line is no good. They got a lot of holes. I don't think anybody wants to play for the Commanders other than Caleb Williams because he is there. He's from there. So this is one of the more unique and complex drafts that I've covered in 25 years with the Raiders. It is, because Jamarcus Russell was a lock. Robert Gowrie at number two, great player, did not play at a Hall of Fame level, did not. But he was a great player in college, one of the greatest ever players position. He was pretty much a lock at number two. Right? You go through the history of the Raiders' top draft picks, some of them were much easier, and then other ones were kind of screwed up. They were just mistakes. Just mistakes, and I don't begrudge the individuals who made the mistakes. They were doing their best for the Raiders. They thought that Darius Haywood Bay. They thought that Fabian Washington. They thought that Gerrion Conley. They thought that Damon Arnett. They thought that Cleve Farrell were the right picks at that time. They were wrong. They were wrong. But their GMs are executives. They got track records with other teams and around the league. We got to get this one right. And that's why Tom Telesco was brought in. So I've had two interviews with Tom, met him once. We had a great conversation on and off the air. And it's Tom Telesco we trust. It's very easy for me. It drives a small portion of Raider Nation nuts that I support my bosses and the people I work for. It's incredible that infuriates people. It's never going to change. Whoever is above me, and there's a lot with the Raiders who have a job of decision-making, owning the team, vice president of football operations. When they make a pick, I get behind the pick initially. If it doesn't work out, I make it clear that I think it was a mistake. I make it clear. Now, maybe you don't like the way I make it clear. Maybe you'd like me to take a pitchfork and jump off a building head first. I don't know what you want me to do. But I try to be sincere and really divisive with the decisions I make and stand by what I think initially. But something's never going to change. If they don't get Jaden Daniels, I'm on top of promoting Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell because I want to win games. I'm a season ticket holder. I work on the flagship station. That'll never change. Do you hear how hard I root against the Broncos? Do you hear how hard for you I root against Mahomes? Do you hear how hard I crushed Boy Blunder and the Chargers for you? In the Raider Nation, I do that for you because you don't have a radio show, most of you, and you'd love to crush the Chargers and the Denvers every day. So I try to accommodate. But when it comes to personnel, man, I stay in my lane. These guys get paid a lot of money to pick players. A lot of money to pick players. They're millionaires. And they get they're in charge to pick future millionaires. So today is Jaden Daniels' day. The show started 13 minutes ago. I don't know how you don't know the number or have an opinion on this. Let's go. 702-365-9200. That's it. I got one guest today in hour number two. Today is my proclamation day. If it was Carolyn Goodman, I'd bring in the mayor. And I'd say, Madam Mayor, I want to give you, give me the key to the city. I want to give it to Jaden Daniels. My proclamation. It's Jaden Daniels Day today. I might have a Drake May Day. I might. I might have a Michael Penix Day. You know, it's uphill sledding here during the dead zone, right? We got to get a lot of things in here. I'd like to do 2 hours on Otani, but no. So we're going to do this. Jaden Daniels, what do you specifically give up to get him? I've always thought it was the 13th pick plus a player and two first-round picks. That's what I always thought it to be. They will quote me on that, which is BS, because I don't think that is a guess. I think in order to get Caleb Williams, you have to give up three first-round picks. In order to get Jaden Daniels, Drake May, it's going to be, and maybe J.J. McCarthy, too. Plus the pick you have. Remember, it's the pick you have that's supposed to be a decent pick. I'm not talking if you have the 28th pick. You're not giving up the 28th pick. No one cares. You got to give up two future first-rounders, the pick you have now, and maybe to sweeten the pot, a player. Maybe a really good player, a starter. Maybe a Pro Bowler or a capable Pro Bowler. So I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say in Raider Nation today, because I'm going to do this one day. 702-365-9200, and then we'll talk about him. Now, we have a problem on our hands, everybody. I also like to tell everybody in the monologue, we have a problem here with the Raiders. It's the Vikings. The Vikings, who have never won anything that's ever mattered in the history of their franchise. They've never won anything that's ever mattered. Gary Anderson, missed kicks, my friend Warren Moon, Randall. You look at all the players that they had, which were great players. Do you know how good Fran Tarkenton was? Oh, my God. You ever hear of Carl Ella and Alan Page? Do you ever hear of Chuck Foreman? Do you ever hear of these guys, Randy Moss? They've never won. They've been to Super Bowls. They've been to championship games. They are nowhere near the stratosphere of the global Raider Nation. Skull. Skull. They have their chant. That's it. They want to get in front of us at all costs. They're in front. The Chargers are in front of us. They want to cause bedlam. And then we have Denver, as Denver wants to also take our quarterback. Our quarterback, Denver wants. Denver wants every quarterback that we could want. Who are the two that we could actually get with a bold move? Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy. Denver wants them both, okay? They're picking one ahead of us, all right? I'm no magician here. I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen. The teams that we want to battle now, oh, what about the New York Football Giants, the team of my youth? Giants are picking sixth. They got Daniel Jones. You don't think they're going to take J.J. McCarthy at six if he drops? Of course they are. We got to get in front of the Giants and the Chargers at five. We might have to get up there with the Patriots. We might have to do business with Washington. How are we going to do this deal? We're not blowing it up. We're not breaking down. We're not in the bunker over in Henderson. This is common knowledge every day. Ian Rappaport, Bucky Brooks, Tom Pelissero, Mel Kiper, they're all talking about it long before I get on the radio. This is not a secret. We need a quarterback, and if we wait for him, then we could wait for a pretty good one. And that would either be Michael Penix Jr. or Bo Nix. And I tweeted it out, and I think people get it. I think you don't want to trade down, trade back, because if you do, someone can jump you again. So look, let's say at number 13, for whatever reason, J.J. McCarthy isn't there, and he'll be gone. Then you go take him. Then you go take him. Let's say at number 13, Michael Penix Jr. isn't there. And you go, well, man, I don't want to use number 13. I want to trade back to 16. Good luck. Good luck. You just opened the door. You told everybody that you want Penix, but you're trading back. Everybody knows you're trading back for Penix, and someone jumps over you. That could happen, too. So I'm asking Raider fans to be pretty specific today. Have an opinion on this. It's Jaden Daniels Day. We're going to try to get the vibe of the Raider Nation. Everybody knows my vibe and what I think. I don't know what you think unless you tweet at me, at JT the Brick. You get in our chat, which is really filling up nice here. YouTube, JT the Brick YT. Please subscribe right now. You can get right into the show, be behind the scenes. And we'll spend some time with him. Mike Davis will join us, right, Bobby, later in the show. Our arena football indoor coach here. He's a big football fan. Wants to come on. He's really good. We're going to talk to him in the second hour of the show. I got a couple of phone calls out for other guests here, but it's me and you today and Bobby as we continue on. And Kevin Bollinger will join us from Fox 5, and we'll have a fun show today. But I specifically want to I want to get Jaden Daniels. I do. I find it really expensive and hard to do. But the Raiders own a lot of expensive things. They do. They have Allegiant Stadium. They're in Vegas. They have the draft equity in years to come to trade picks for the future, future picks for now. I think a lot more Raider fans than average now want to give up the future drafts to go get this kid, which tells you something. They like him. You know, J.J. McCarthy, I'm liking him more and more. I really am. Harbaugh got the whole world going, man. Harbaugh, he is slick. He basically said at that owner's meeting, when he did the scrum for breakfast, he said it was the best workout he ever saw. J.J. McCarthy. Why did he do that? I'll tell you why. Because J.J. McCarthy delivered Jim Harbaugh a national championship. And Jim Harbaugh was suspended from his job for certain allegations. And J.J. McCarthy bailed him out. Because if McCarthy didn't win one of those games, and they would have been out of the championship round, would Jim Harbaugh have the leverage to go to the Chargers? Yeah, he would have the leverage to go to the Chargers, but not with the national championship chip. J.J. McCarthy did that, so Harbaugh did the right thing, and Harbaugh went out there and said, hey, man, I'm going to blow up the owners' meeting and say that your workout was the greatest workout I've ever been to. And they were able to do that. And congratulations. That's what you should do for your players that you coached in college. Harbaugh coached this guy for 3 years. Can you imagine how he molded that kid as a leader, as a guy in the film room, as a guy on the practice field? Verbiage, leadership, and all of that. You better believe J.J. McCarthy's going quick. There were people a month ago who didn't have J.J. McCarthy in the first round. Why are we talking about him going number two or three now? Because he played for Jim Harbaugh, and he's pretty damn good. So as I told you, Michael Penix, I'm fine with that. I'm good with Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew fighting it out there. But we got a chance to get a quarterback in under 30 days. Today is Jaden Daniels' day. I want to hear from some fans here. I want some fans to have some strong opinions on this, specifically with what you would give up to get the quarterbacks, the top two or three quarterbacks, and we can get it done. But I'm telling you, the Vikings are our nemesis. The Vikings got two picks in the first round. The Vikings will do anything to replace Kirk Cousins with another franchise quarterback. And by the way, how'd that work out with Kirk Cousins? The last pass he ever threw in the playoffs for the Vikings was on fourth down. He checked down short of the first down, and that was his last playoff game. And they're giving him $160 million every time he wakes up. Every time he wakes up in the morning, his wife's going, hey, Kirk, I just looked at our checking account. We got $92 million guaranteed. What the hell happened? Because the league now wants a quarterback, and Kirk Cousins is really good, but he's not elite. Jaden Daniels is elite. Could J.J. McCarthy be elite? Caleb Williams is elite. Could Penix be elite? I don't know. I would like to see get a quarterback, or you will see me pivot pretty heavy. If that draft starts and I'll be on the radio doing something in some capacity, and we go this way, is what every draft I'm looking at has saying, Bobby. Number one, Caleb. Number two, Jaden Daniels. Number three, J.J. McCarthy. That's how this draft's going to go. Number four, Minnesota trading up maybe. Or number four, let's give Marvin Harrison Jr. number four. He deserves it. You're going to hear me live on the radio say, let's go get the right tackle. Let's go. Let's go get the right tackle. Let's go get the beast, the mauler, if those quarterbacks are gone. If they're not gone and they're still a trade partner for the Raiders and we can get one of those two, and then if we get to 12 and Michael Penix is still on the board as the Raiders get ready to turn in their card, I think it'll be really fascinating to see if the Raiders turn in their card. And it's Michael Penix Jr. at 13, and that just goes to show you that he will clearly be the franchise quarterback for a decade if they make that pick. I don't know if they want to make that pick. I think everybody loves. I love Jaden Daniels. I'd rather go get Jaden Daniels. What do you got to go get him to get him? Ryan in Mountain View, California, on the Raiders mobile app. Go ahead.
What's going on, JT? How's it going?
Oh, you're in Washington. Hello, Ryan. Thanks for calling. You probably know Michael Penix Jr., right?
I'm actually from San Jose, California, but living in Longview, Washington at the moment.
Okay. All right.
So, what's your... My take, I love Jaden Daniels. I would take Jaden Daniels. I watch the Mo Moten show. Scared money don't make money is what he says. Mm-hmm. I like that. So, I'd give up 3 firsts, a second and a third. If he's the guy, if they truly believe that he's the guy, then you go all in.
Well, let me hear that again. What would you specifically go all in and get him with? What would you go?
I would swap this year's first round picks, next year's first round pick, the year after.
Okay.
And it sounded like you got to give up a second and a third as well.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd be willing to give up any players, though, because they're going to want somebody good, like, I don't know, Koontz or something. I'm not sure I want to give them up yet.
Yeah, I appreciate the call on that. So you'll give up 2 future first-rounders and maybe a second and a third to go up there if that's enough to do it.
Yeah, and if he's not there, I will stay 13 and take Penix. Okay. His injury history kind of scares me, but...
Okay. All right. Well, appreciate the call, man. Thanks a lot for starting us off, Ryan. That's kind of what I think. That's kind of what I said in the monologue, which is brought to you by PT's Golden Entertainment. They own the Strat. Strat's been busy because Atomic Golf just opened next door. A lot of people re-looking at the property, heading on in there. The Strat, Arizona Charlie's, the Laughlin Entertainment Center, Sierra Gold. Oh, love it. Everything associated with the best happy hour in town. 5 to 7, midnight to 2. Right there at PT. So there you go. You got our first guy calling in, said 2 first-round picks and a second and a third in years to come. Okay. I think he's on to something. Thor's Die Hard. And Thor, before you come in here, we have a very, very special birthday, Adrian Cisco's son. Happy 21st birthday to Adrian. He is Die Hard Raider Nation, young member in the Black Hole. Love him. Love Adrian, and I love Cisco because he's the backbone of this show, dated to Rob Rivera, and guys like you, Thor, so we're going to wish Adrian a happy birthday today. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, JT. Adrian, happy birthday, man. Happy birthday, little homie. Ah, man, much love, much love. Yeah, JT, honestly, bro, Jaden Daniels is the only quarterback, to me, I would even consider wanting to take in the first round moving up for. And if we're not going to do that, I definitely just want to go ahead and pick up the kid out of Penn State or Oregon on the line if we stay pat at 13. If we can get lucky and one of those quarterbacks, Penix or Bo Nix, fall to the second round, or if we move up a little from our second to a late first rounder, maybe I could deal with that. I just think that we're close enough, and if we give up too much, to me, it's too risky. I mean, we talk about all the first-round busts we've had alone. What about all the first-round quarterback busts in the league, period? Like, it's such a gamble to give that much up. But if it works, then you're a genius, right? So, I mean, if our GM feels that strongly about it and our coaches feel that strongly about it and you can do it, go for it. At that point, it doesn't matter what you give up. I really wouldn't want to give up more than 2 firsts and you know, maybe a second. But if you feel that strongly, go get it done.
Yeah,
thanks,
Thor. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Raider Nation Drinking Club. Appreciate that. Raider Nation for life. I'm good with that. You know, again, if you end up giving up too much to get the quarterback and the franchise quarterback for a decade, it's not too much. I mean, you're not going to give up 4 first-round picks. I don't think you have to give up 3. That's a lot. 2 plus anything else, no one's going to care 5 years from now if Jaden Daniels is in the playoffs every year or J.J. McCarthy is in the playoffs every year. No one's going to care. All we care about is living now. Now, look, I watched the dynasty of the Patriots. It's just remarkable. Once the Patriots got lucky with Tom Brady, who's going to be a minority owner of the Raiders, we wish him only great things. Brady's coming to the Raiders in an ownership capacity to bring his legendary status and expertise to the Las Vegas marketplace, along with assisting Mark Davis in some great ideas going forward. It looks like it's getting closer. A lot was made at the owners' meeting. Once you get the quarterback, you don't have to worry about other things unless the quarterback suffers a catastrophic injury. Once you get Mahomes and you get Justin Herbert and you get Joe Burrow or Jaden Daniels, then you're good. You got that thing set. How about the Dak Prescott news? So basically the Cowboys have not been able to come to terms on Dak Prescott's deal, and he's going to play out his contract this year unless they get a deal done in Oxnard or beforehand. I wouldn't do another deal with Dak. I wouldn't. I wouldn't reward him. You think I would reward Dak Prescott and give him more money? Like, what's with we haven't won squat and we're going to give you more money to stay? What the hell's going on out here? If you're a realtor and you haven't sold a house for 2 years and your deal's up, you think your boss is going to say, hey, I'm going to give you extra this? You haven't sold a house in 2 years. We're giving Kirk Cousins, who hasn't won squat, we're giving him more money for what? You don't give Dak Prescott more money. Last year, they were my Super Bowl pick. I thought they were the best team in football. I loved their roster. Dak got to the playoffs and saw a ghost. And Jordan Love, who was on the bench for years behind Aaron Rodgers, destroyed Dak. Outplayed him. Outplayed him. You don't give Dak Prescott a new contract. Why, are you scared? You scared you can't find another quarterback as good as Dak? Well, Dak's pretty good. He is. He's an NFL Man of the Year. He's been a Pro Bowler. He's a good player. This organization didn't blink when they got rid of Derek at the end. But it was a different regime, and the regime got let go. So you can debate Derek all day long on that. But when you get a quarterback in the draft, top five pick, I don't play him. I don't. I do with Jordan Love. I do with Mahomes. I do Eli. I don't play him the first half of year one, and then I give him the keys, and I never take him out of a game the rest of the way. The Kyler Murray effect to Kyler Murray. God, I wish Kyler Murray was available in a trade. Ooh. Oh, you think I love Baker? Remember when Kyler played here at Allegiant, was running around like a little two-year-old toddler who stole your keys at the picnic 20 seconds and beat us? Oh, I'll never forget that game. That was one of the most spectacular, two of the most spectacular performances I've ever seen in Allegiant Stadium history. Kyler Murray and Justin Herbert. I want one of those guys. But I like Gardner Minshew. Man, he's a swashbuckling pirate. And Aiden O'Connell, love to tell you, he's the leader in the house. He's the leader. He is, because he played for AP, and AP got a job because he kept winning. So we got a quarterback, not controversy, we got a competition, which is going to be a lot of fun. That's the monologue brought to you by Resorts World. Go check it out as they open up more and more retail stores there. A luxury brand property. Right there on the Strip, Resorts World, Doghouse Saloon, home of my Monday Night Football show. We're ready to roll today. We got a big show. It's Jaden Daniels Day, 702-365-9200. What would you give up to go get Jaden Daniels?
They don't have a little chip on their shoulder. We're not going to mesh. It's just not going to happen. So that's why it's good when you ask me about the pro days and why I'm out and about, because you don't see that. You can't always see that on film. We got to be around each other. I got to hear you talk. I got to look in your eyes. That's the culture we're setting. You know, when you look at a Max Crosby, a Robert Spillane, Jacoby Myers, those guys all play with a chip on their shoulders. Andrew James, they understand what it's like to be the underdog. And that's fine. And once we're on top, we'll know what it's like to be the top dog. But you want those guys that got a little bit more ish to them when we go out there on Sundays.
JT, back with you. That's Antonio Pierce. The culture in the locker room's good if you got great players who are badasses and they have a great culture. Max is the king of that. We're brought to you on the live stream on YouTube and on the radio show with Modelo, the number one beer in America. When you think of Modelo, think of the number one beer in America. I love the taste of it. I love the vibe. When I think of Modelo, I think of the greatness of the Raiders and their partnership with the Silver and Black and Raider Nation Radio. I have a bucket of Modelos every Friday. People yell at me in airports, JT, I got your Modelo. I said, thank you, man. I'll have it in a draft. Cerveza, please. In the airport. As we're ready to roll today. So good day today. Great day. Got up early. Did a lot. Great dog walk today, man. The weather was beautiful. Great meeting on the strip today about the show. Flying high today. Excited about everything that's happening. Ooh, and Bobby, tomorrow I was asked to be the MC of Emmett Smith's grand opening of his new restaurant on the strip. So Emmett and I tomorrow on the red carpet. The all-time leading rusher. I say this about Emmett Smith. I met him a handful of times. Hall of Fame, big events here in town. Very genuinely nice guy. I hope his restaurant does really well. It's in the Fashion Show Mall right on the strip. Looks right into the Wynn Forest. One of the best views in town is the Wynn Forest. When you look at those trees, it's incredible. So I'll be there tomorrow night for that, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And I wish Emmett and his team all the best as we get going here. If you want to get through, 702-365-9200 is our number here. We want to know exactly what you think about Jaden Daniels. And what would you give up for Jaden Daniels along the way? What's the priority? Specific picks? How far do you think the Raiders have to trade up to get him? We're going to do this one day, just today. And then we're going to let the draft play out. Raul in Arizona, you're up next. What's happening?
What's happening, JT?
Hey, man.
Listen, this is my pitch to Raider Nation. Mm-hmm. When I started off as a Raider, Jay Schrader was my quarterback. Let me go down the list real quick. Mm-hmm. Jay Schrader, Todd Marinovich, Jeff Hostetler, Jeff George, Rich Gannon, Rick Meyer, Kerry Collins, Andrew Walter, Josh McCown, DeMarcus Russell, Jason Campbell, Carson Palmer, Terrell Pryor, mm-hmm. Derek Carr, Aiden O'Connell. I am tired, JT, of this list of skating quarterbacks like this. Mm-hmm. We went from just win, baby, to I just want to win, baby. Yeah. Give up whatever you need to give up to get this kid. If the Raiders are convinced that Jaden Daniels and everybody else is convinced that this kid is elite and the future, go get him. I would go as far as to give up this year's 1, 3, and 4, next year's 1, 2, and 3, and 26, 1, and 2. And if I have to throw in the kicker at Devontae Adams, I will do it. I am sick and tired of us being the bottom barrel, JT. Just like you, I want the Raiders to return to greatness. I want the Raiders to return to just win, baby, to be bullies, to be the Raiders of old. And whatever we need to do to turn this franchise around, let's do it, JT.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Thank you. I think Tom Telesco has a general understanding that the Raiders want to win now. He told us to Eric, told me that to and Eric Allen. He understands that there's an ability now to win. And a lot of GMs, Mike Mayock and Dave Ziegler, who had good picks and some tragic picks. Tragic picks. Henry Ruggs, for example. Some just picks that didn't work out for a number of reasons. Now it's the time to thread the needle for Tom to go get a first-round pick that's going to be an impact player. And I know that Dave, I've talked to Dave about it, Dave Ziegler. Dave Ziegler gave up his first two picks ever. He gave him up for Devontae. I was good with that. We didn't pick till the third round. Dylan Parham. We got him on the radio, and he was the pick, the first pick of Dave Ziegler. That was a good pick. He's a starter. He's going to be in this league a while. Solid pick. Tyree Wilson. I'm hoping he turns out to be an all-pro. He's got freakish athletic ability, but he was taken 7 overall. I can tell you this much. If the Raiders had the 7th pick overall this year, they still wouldn't get Jaden Daniels unless they traded up. You'd be in the same boat. You'd have to give up that. Everybody to a man and a woman who's doing a mock draft says the same thing. This is the year to go get a quarterback. Next year's mock drafts, as you look out a year in advance, the quarterback market is not as big. It's not as big. Someone in the chat has been, a lot of people are talking here about the quarterback position because it's Jaden Daniels' day. You know, are we going to go through the same thing next year? I don't know what next year looks like. I have no idea. I know. I just want the Raiders to win 10 or 11 games this year and make the playoffs. Because I looked at the schedule, and we'll go over that when we release the schedule. But when I looked at the schedule, I wasn't concerned, as I have been in years past. I think there's a lot of winnable games there. I think Denver's in a full rebuild. I think the Chargers roster is not as good as the Raiders for obvious reasons. They're going to have some growing pains. And then it's Kansas City. We beat them the last time we played them. I was encouraged on that. And I think some of the games on the schedule we can win. I'm not looking at a potential schedule and says, oh, man, that looks like it's brutal. I don't see it that way. I think the Raiders will be able to navigate through it and get to the other side. All right, Jaden Daniels Day. You can't slow down, man. I'm not slowing down. You can't slow down. I don't know how you can't keep up with me, man. We're going fast today. One day only. Jaden Daniels, what do you need to get him? 702-365-9200. Also, the Golden Knights lost. Bobby, get on the mic for a second. That was brutal. There's losses that teams lose, but when you're up that many goals and you give up that many goals and lose to a team that you have to beat and you did enough to beat them, I mean, that one stings. I think we're going to make the playoffs, we, the fans, but man, that was a brutal loss. They get a point, but the way that they floundered that lead, you ran the game. How tough was that?
It was horrible. Yeah, it was brutal. Is actually a good description because this team had a 4-1 lead at the end of the second period, and they gacked up 3 goals, wow. Had to go to overtime, had a lousy overtime. They gave up the game-winning goal in about a minute.
How do you give up a 4-1 lead with the season on the line with those players?
I don't know.
How do you do that?
I honestly don't know. It's like they were great for the first two periods, and then they just left it all in the locker room. Mm-hmm.
Kevin Bollinger from Fox 5 will join us coming up on the other side. The great, great, great guy. He's fantastic. We love him. The sports director at Fox 5 here in town. Haven't spoke to him in a couple of weeks. So we'll jump in with him. And we also want to thank our great friends at the M Resort Spahn Casino. Love going to the M Resort and having some cocktails with Fred Biletnikoff. Want to talk about my happy space? Go to the M, walk in there, go to the bar. There's Freddie B having a couple drinks, talking Raiders at the M Resort because they're proud partners with the Silver and Black.
For me, you want a guy that's experienced, that's won. I want a winner. You know, more important, I want a guy that's won. Has a little grit to him, dealt with adversity. The experience part, it helps you. You know, when you get a quarterback out, say, let's say 19, 20 years old, if he happens to come out that early, those 2 years from a gentleman that's 22, 23 is a big difference from a maturity standpoint and what they've seen in the game. In regards to what you've seen in college, the pros is a whole different animal. So having a player that's played, let's say, you know, 24, 36 games and been a starter and a winner, that fits right up our alley.
Yeah, lofty expectations for our guy, Antonio Pierce, on who he wants, no doubt about it. JT, back with you as we continue on here from the studios of the Silver and Black. It's Bobby and I today. We got good shows the rest of the week. And then we just count down to the draft. We count down to the draft as we get rolling here. 702-365-9200. Kevin Bollinger from Fox 5, the sports director, great friend. Haven't spoke to you in a while. I hope you and your family are doing well. Great to have you back on the flagship. How are you, brother?
Good. Always to be here. Good to be here with you, JT. You know, there's no off season, so let's keep it rolling.
No doubt. We're having Jaden Daniels Day today. I want to just get this out of the way. For you, the sports director who's a partner with the Raiders, you've seen a lot of the Jaden Daniels noise, heard it, seen it. Clearly, he looks to be someone that the Raiders are very interested in, but how difficult will it be to go get him?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's great to have the expectation that you know you want to get somebody, but the biggest hurdle is going to be finding the trade partner that's willing to let them get high enough on the board, especially when you have so many teams that are looking for a quarterback as well. So, you know, the interesting part is the price either is going to be that much higher to convince a team to move down and go with maybe one of the other quarterbacks instead of a Jaden Daniels, or you're going to have to look a little bit further down your board in terms of some of the quarterbacks out there.
Kevin Bollinger is our guest. So standing at 13, you think a quarterback's going to be available, Michael Penix, because people are saying don't get him there, trade back. And when you trade back, I don't know if that's really risky to me, trading back to get someone you want. That never seems to work.
Well, especially, you know, once you get going and teams are going to be moving up and back. So, you know, you may look at the teams behind you and say, we'll trade back, but other teams may try to hopscotch up ahead of somebody. So, you know, that's one of the things. It's a risk-reward type deal. But if they feel at that point that that's the guy they want, then I think you just got to get him. And, you know, if that's priority number one, that's what you got to do. So it'll be interesting to see, too, you know, as we see the maneuvering on draft day to get into those top five picks, get a better feel for maybe teams that have that need for quarterback and teams that don't. And then you're going to narrow it down to just a few teams that the Raiders maybe are going to be competing with if they do decide to wait until a little bit later on. Maybe use that pick on 13 for somebody else and then trade up, package something to get on the back end of the first round to get Penix there.
Kevin Bollinger, Fox 5, kind enough to join us. So I look at what the Raiders want to accomplish. Did you get any warning signs of Gardner Minshew and what to do with Minshew? Because I got to give him the edge with experience over Aiden O'Connell, but I love the loyalty that Antonio Pierce has for Aiden O'Connell, who played for him last year at a high level and helped AP retain the job.
Well, I think, you know, one thing that AP has done so far is he's creating competition at positions, and that includes the quarterback position. He doesn't say he's handing the job to Aiden O'Connell, but he's going to create the idea right now that there's going to be a quarterback competition through the OTAs and when we get into training camp. And that just brings out the best. The Minshew thing I personally did not see coming until it happened. He was, of course, linked to maybe be going into Denver with the Broncos a little bit. But he does fit that prototype type of person. The AP wants Raider-type players there. And he does kind of have a little bit of a Raider mentality to him. So, you know, a good pickup. And we'll see what else they do. They're obviously not done at that position.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty fascinating to see because there are some holes, Kevin, but I've known you for a while, and especially when the Raiders came here. We've gone into drafts with your coverage on Fox 5 with me on the radio that the Raiders had plenty of holes to fill. They needed two linebackers, two corners, an offensive lineman. Oh, my God, they needed five starters at least in other positions. I don't see that anymore. I'd like to see a starting corner, but I like Hobbs and Ja'Corian Bennett supposed to be that. Jack Jones is there. I think Epps has secured his position with Trayvon Merrick. They don't have to look over their shoulder. And with the addition of Christian Wilkins to go along with the linebacker core of Diablo, Masterson, and Spillane, you know, depth is one thing on defense, but defense looks pretty buttoned up to me. How about you?
Yeah, no question that since the Raiders have moved to Las Vegas, this is the less needs that have to be filled immediately that they've had going into any draft in terms of, you know, they have good people in good spots and there's not a ton of massive holes. And that shows progress, number one, in terms of their roster. But and the most important thing is it allows them to kind of do the right things and then fill in everything else through free agency. Or if, you know, maybe a veteran player gets let go in training camp and you have some cap space to fill some other holes to give you some depth pieces as well as you go into the season. I think from that standpoint, the Raiders are in much better position than they've been in a decade.
Kevin Bollinger, as we wrap it up, what a brutal loss for our VGK last night because the Predators are first in the wild card. Vegas is second. Could have flip-flopped some points there, and that was a collapse when you're up 4-1 and you find a way to lose a game the way they did. I think they're going to be clear of St. Louis and the Wild, but stranger things have happened. They're 6 points clear of St. Louis and about 9 clear of Minnesota, but there's some hockey left. I don't like what I'm seeing. There's no consistency with the reigning Stanley Cup champs.
Well, and they do have some tough games down the stretch of their final 10, which is going to make it really interesting. St. Louis has a much easier strength of schedule down the stretch, but I'm a big believer with, especially in the NHL playoffs, that you got to just make it, and then you know, you can certainly make a run from there. And these guys are champions, so let's see if they can. You know, they may be waiting a little bit longer than everybody wanted to get their foot on the gas, but I think that they'll get it done and get into the postseason, and then let the chips fall where they may. The hard part is going to be, if they go in as that 8th seed, then you're potentially playing Colorado or Dallas, you know, out of the Central Division right out of the gate, and that's a tough matchup. And if you're able to overpass the Kings, then you're playing Edmonton in the first round. So they've set themselves up for a much tougher road if they do make the postseason.
Yeah, and I'm all for that. When you win the cup and you're able to celebrate and you're allowed to have a great time and you do so many things, I'm cool. If they have to go down the tough road, look, the Lakers and the Warriors are trying to get in the play-in tournament. That's the toughest way to go, but their fans want to see him get in there. I just want to see him get in there. Kevin, finally, how do you cover this UNLV story? Because they didn't make the tournament, but they're alive in the NIT. It gives us more games here to cover locally. I really love Lon and Kevin. Always supported Kevin Kruger and their student-athletes. Really played hard this year. I thought they were as good as any other team in the Mount West that made it into the tournament, but they didn't deserve to get in. How do you frame this NIT game if they can win and get to the semis?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. I'm in New Jersey right now with the Running Rebels.
Oh!
Covering this team with the NIT. So I'm sitting in a hotel room in Montclair, New Jersey, getting ready to go over to Seton Hall here in about 45 minutes for tonight's game. And I've been kind of embedded with this Running Rebels team for the NIT tournament. And I will tell you this, in terms of you hear the words about culture and stuff, Kevin Kruger has these guys so bought in to the program that I don't think they're going to have the big turnover that you see a lot of college basketball teams have, but they're bought in and trying to extend this thing and keep winning and go win a championship. And, you know, a lot of times when teams don't make the NCAA tournament, there's kind of just this letdown and they get bounced early in the NIT. These guys from the get-go have said, let's go win this thing. And, you know, big wins at Princeton last Wednesday here in New Jersey and then back at home at the MAC on Sunday against Boston College. Mm. And then now they're going up against the number one seed in the tournament in Seton Hall on their home floor. Normally they play where the Devils play in the Prudential Center, but they're actually playing on campus in a 1,400-seat gym. So it's going to be real tiny people on top of you. You know, you're from back here.
I am.
You know that the fans can be a little bit relentless, and when they're right on top of you with 1,400 people, we'll see how the Rebels react to Jersey right in their face throughout the game.
Montclair, New Jersey. You getting a good slice, good pie back there, or what are you engaging in when it comes to lunch and dinner plans there in Jersey?
Well, you got to go Italian a little bit, right?
Yes, we found
a nice little Italian deli and pizzeria right here by our hotel.
Right.
To get a little chicken parm sandwich for lunch, and got to take care of that stuff when you're back eating.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you, my friend. I'll see you when you get back. Thank you for this.
Thanks, JT.
Kevin Bollinger, Fox 5. That's great. I didn't know he was back there. Didn't know. So it's nice. He didn't tell Bobby. He didn't tell me. He's back there. My go-to, and this is good for the chat, because what's great about the YouTube stream is when we go to the top of the hour, I stay here in studio, and we chat in the chat room on YouTube, JT the Brick, YT. Bobby, my go-to is chicken cutlet parm. That's what I mean by that. My entire life, I've been known to exaggerate, but I never lie. Every single Italian joint I've ever been to the first time I ordered chicken parm. No matter what, you take me to Rao's, you take me Carbone here in town. Oh my God, right? Anywhere I go, Nora's right here, not too far from the studio. The first thing I do, first time, don't look at menus. I never look at a menu. I don't need to look at your menu. I know what I want. I get the chicken cutlet parm, period. And if they give me a side of pasta, great. Whatever the side is, I test the chicken parm. Mastroianni's right by my home, the best. Say hi to Pete for me. I've never had a bad meal there. So once I get the chicken parm, then I'll try something the next time. But first time for me, always the chicken parm.
You know, there's a little Italian place up by me on Sahara and Cimarron called Limoncelli. You could actually afford the place. Go in there and check it out and tell me what their chicken parm is.
I'll bring you. After what you told me today, I'll bring you and we'll do that. But then the chicken cutlet parm hero, as we called it back east, the sandwich, the hero, it's also a go-to. I don't know why people look at... You know how upset I get when people look at menus in an Italian restaurant? Oh, you go to a seafood place, I get it, steakhouse, maybe. You know how disgusted I get of anyone who goes to an Italian restaurant and has to see a menu? No, you don't have to see a menu. Order what you've had your whole life, or order what you like when you're going Italian. Brought to you by Grimaldi's, the best pizza I've ever had.